Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, the Magnetic Service. We invite the energy of this place to increase in a way that is appropriate and benevolent for you. In other words, an energy that would come up to meet you where you are. Almost everyone in the room is aware of what is taking place at the moment. In the past, the idea of channeling in general was not accepted. And yet there have been so many who have channeled the very scriptures that some hang on to in such a precious way today. They call it the words of God or the words of the Creator, and yet it's given through a human. You might say that all of your scriptures were channeled. Channeling is simply the opening of a portal, so that through that which is your pineal gland would sail into you truth, beauty, benevolence, peace. And I'm here to talk about the times you're in. This will be evident through the day. As we move through information, it's designed to peak and give you not only the prophecies I am telling you are starting to occur, but also to give you insight as to perhaps what is going on the planet that's different, way different than the last time I actually was here in this you call Edmonton. There has been so much that would go on that is spiritual, not just that which is perhaps of the planet, but the things that are happening behind the scenes. This entire time in your history was predicted. And I've asked my partner and his partner to show that to you today, so that you will understand that what you think is chaotic is something that is resisting the light. And that is why it appears to be chaotic. The things that have popped up that seem to be inappropriate, the things that are happening on your world at the moment that seem to be a surprise that you never thought would take place in the way they're taking place, is a reaction to your light. Those in the audience right now, listening to me, did you know that you were intended to be here? That this is a time for you? And you may say to yourself, well, I'm not really one who would do much besides understand that I am from the Creator and understand that there's more here than I was told, but I'm not writing books and I'm not giving seminars and I'm not online. I'm just me, you might say. And that just me is the most important one, because you are the ones that, by knowing what you know, hold a light which is so powerful compared to that which is around you, which isn't light. So many times I've given the reference of what happens in the darkness when one person lights a match, and then perhaps two, because all of that which is around you, which used to be dark, is not dark any longer. And so many can see what you're doing. This is a metaphor that is over 35 years old, and it still holds to this day. That simply by walking around and being benevolent, understanding, patient, creates an energy that is so different from what else is happening that people start to notice. And that more and more would be coming around saying, I like what you have. Tell me more about it. And that's not when you give them a cryon book. That's when you tell them about how you feel. What makes this okay with you to live in a tumultuous world? What is it that you have? And then I want to go further and tell you this, that this is not your grandfather's world. Esoterically, physically, it just isn't. You have turned a corner in energy where almost everything that you can mention has changed. And there would be those who say, well, there are some things that are not changeable. That's what you've been told. What if they were? You know, you have a lot of physics that you learn. And you learn it perhaps in school, but you learn it also in day-by-day things. Here's what happens, here's Newton's law, here's where we are told this and that works, and all of that. What if I told you that even those things are changing? And what is changing about those things that you would say are the rules of physics is they are starting to expand to a greater knowledge of what they mean and what they are. I have been saying for years that the Newton rules that you've learned from birth have more to them than Newton knew. And yet they are sequestered in the scientist's mind so strongly that if when they show up, and they have, they don't fit the original laws of Newton. Therefore, they either don't exist or they have to fit into Newton's laws like a square peg in a round hole. This is that which we call consensus reality. What you learned is where your mind says it is. And that's changing. Esoterics, they're changing. Some of you have been free thinkers all your life. Some of you have not. Some of you have been exposed to a greater truth and realized there was something more there than you were ever told. Regardless, I sit in front of a group who knows a larger truth. And in that, I am going to inform you that the very basics of the metaphysics you learned is changing. And that may seem uncomfortable to many. Some of you hold on to processes, ways of doing things that are so comfortable for you, it soothes your heart. It's something that you count on. It's something that helps you. And that is the esoterics that you learned and that you know and that you practice today. Something is happening and you need to know it. This time you are in, predicted by the ancients, is the turning point for humanity. It's a turning point between dark and light. And when we say this is not your grandfather's world, what we mean is that nothing that your grandfather experienced and the way things work will work like that again. And it has to do with consciousness. It has to do with what humans will tolerate. It has to do with the integrity of kindness and thought. You're starting to see a tremendous dark and light battle take place on this planet in almost every aspect of your life. Whether it's government, whether it's politics, whether it's esoterics, whether it's opinions. There are so many who have decided that they're clinging on to what they were programmed or trained. And then there are those who are discovering a grander truth who are moving away from it. And in that, there creates a chasm. And in that chasm, you might say, what is going to happen when there's only that which is black and white between us? Will we have a fight on our hands, another war on our hands? What's going to be that when we can't agree? And the light worker steps in and says, have you seen this yet? Have you seen the power of consciousness? Have you seen what happens with gratitude, forgiveness? Have you seen what happens with love? Have you seen these things start to disappear and go away? And they do, and they will. There's something we talk about, which is the snowball rolling down the hill. And I want to explain this to you. You, of all people, know about snowballs. Imagine there was a very, very large one. It starts to roll down the hill, it gathers more snow, picks up momentum, and it's heading for a group of trees. Now, as you stand there, you make a proclamation, and you say, that group of trees is not going to stand long when that snowball hits it. In fact, move aside, please, because we don't want you in danger. Now, here's the question. Are you predicting the future? And the answer is no, because you are seeing things that you know about that have that which is a way of a finality. The snowball is rolling down the hill. You know what's going to happen. Maybe those who are nearby the trees, they don't. Maybe they don't even know it's coming, and you do. That's not fortune-telling, dear ones. That is you using that which is your intuition and knowledge of light to help move those aside who might be in danger. I am telling you that all of you are doing that right now. I am doing that right now by giving you information that you need to hear. Things are changing. I've even told you your weather is not going to stay exactly like you expect. I gave you this information long before there was any idea of something called global warming or climate change, when I told you the cycle is coming that will become colder instead of hotter. And in that, to prepare for it. You have already prepared for it because you've lived in it. But so much of the planet has not. In that you hold light. In that you hold knowledge. There may be warmer climate officials come to visit you someday to ask you how you did it. All of these things are a result of a changing planet that none have really expected. But the big one that I want to tell you about is this. There's prophecy. I've given it to you. It will be given yet again today about a changing landscape of esoterics, reincarnation, how it works, what's going to change. But more than that, there's something happening right now you should know about. What do you think of when I say the veil? You would say, this is that invisible barrier, perhaps between the creator of all that is and the human being, simply stated. Others would be saying, well, maybe it's the barrier between the soul self and the human self. It's a barrier of dimensionality, even. Because you live in a single-digit dimension. And every time we start to broach the idea of a multidimensional reality, it is not necessarily understood because you've never experienced it. The idea of a oneness, the idea of a now that includes the future and the past, is not your reality. And so there's a veil that seems to separate you spiritually, physically. That veil is starting to lift. It's getting thinner. And that is part of what happens during this you call the shift. That veil is starting to get thinner. And in the process, follow me here, listen carefully. Beautiful, esoteric, multidimensional information is starting to fly through the veil at this moment that never was able to be there before. And where is it landing? It's going right through the pineal glands of the light workers and old souls on this planet who have been prepared to receive it. And almost no one else is getting much. Do you understand what I'm telling you? It's almost like the light is being turned on and you're receiving it first. And in that, you receive instructions how to be more benevolent, understanding, patient. Instead of having to work hard, wring your hands and wondering how it's going to work, if you would sit and then just allow this to come in, the first thing you're going to feel is a peacefulness. And when that starts to happen, you can simply raise your hand and say, "Thank you, Spirit. I get it. I understand. I'm being tanked up. And it's about time." And in the process of this veil lifting, I'll tell you that some of the processes that you grew up with in esoterics are starting to shift and even go away. I've talked of this before. What happens when you're going to have a meeting of some kind? Usually there's someone to change the energy of the room, and they'll do it in so many ways. Clearing is what it's called. In order to take that which is a darker energy and move it aside. What did you just hear from the scientist today? Did that surprise you? That's a change, literally, in the physics of consciousness. That is new. And that has always been there. And that has been one of the subjects that I have given around this planet. That consciousness is energy, and it is changing, and you're starting to see it. Did you realize that you no longer have to clear a room to meet there, or any place? You don't have to clear ever again. And this flies in the face of so many of what you do. And the reason? You clear it now when you walk in the room. You clear it when you walk in the room. Thank you, Spirit. It's finally happening. This dark and light battle has a tendency to beat you up in how you see the world. Stop watching the news, because that is designed to make you watch the news. You understand watching the news sells products. That's not journalism. That's entertainment. Read the news that you trust. Read the news from sources, many sources, so that you can really find out what might be happening around you. This is just one of the things that's starting to shift. So many of you have done so many things in order to get to a certain place you think you need to be. And I'm going to say this to you. What if you could be there automatically and stop wondering when you're going to get there? And instead of then wringing your hands and asking, "What's the next step?" That is a linear reaction that your grandfather and your grandmother used. Here is the new one. "Dear Spirit, I feel this happening. Show me what I need to know." and then have a nice day. It's different. This is a veil which is thinning, so much so, it's almost like you are an antenna, and you can put it up and get what you need and push it back down and say, thank you. Thank you, Spirit. And then turn right, turn left, with enhanced intuition, and all these things that are coming to you naturally, because that thinning veil is broadcasting to you. That's the message of the day. My partner is going to begin some teaching to show you some unseen things on the planet. And then after you come back from your major lunch break, the fun begins, when we start showing you some of the things that actually have been given to you by the ancients, some of the things that are going to happen. But let's start this. A teaching that I have asked my partner and his partner to give you now, that sets the stage.